The Lebanese president has vowed that the new government will take all the necessary measures to overhaul the country's economy. Michelle Aoun highlighted restoring peace and security as the country's first priority. Aoun urged Lebanese people, as well as all political factions, to avoid violence. The Lebanese president also called on protesters to seek their demands through legally endorsed frameworks. Aoun noted that ministers in the new Lebanese cabinet must be chosen based on their capabilities and expertise and not along political affiliations. And now joining us for this news review is our own Press TV's Maddie Amsella, joining us from Beirut, and Mr. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin. I'd like to welcome you both to the program. Thank you for joining us. Maddie Am, we're going to start with you. What's the latest coming out of Beirut?
Well, we still do hear about blocked roads here and there. I think in some areas in the south and Tripoli, because you still have those people who are angry. They feel that the government isn't taking drastic measures. However, the government is supposed to go through things constitutionally. And I think that what we heard from the president today sounds very good. And I think that many analysts and observers are saying that this is the greatest challenge, perhaps, to any Lebanese president, but it is also a great opportunity for President Michel Aoun specifically to have a great legacy, to have do something which no other Lebanese president has ever done. And especially with the history of Michel Aoun as being an activist and trying to seek civil society, a civil state in Lebanon as opposed to the sectarian state that we have right now, I think it would be very significant for him to move forward. And if what we heard from President Aoun saying that the next cabinet will be a cabinet which will not take into consideration political affiliations, it will only take into consideration skills. And I think that by that, he's telling the people, especially for those who are calling for people who want ones in expertise, they want experts who can solve the economic crisis, who could solve the waste crisis, who can solve the electricity crisis. And those will be the ones who will be chosen as experts. So we might have a technocrat cabinet, but at the same time, keeping to maybe the political general framework, which some sides believe is very significant to protect the government, to protect the state. And even we heard from Hezbollah saying, and they were the first bloc to begin fighting corruption through the various files that they have prepared, giving it to the judicial system. But we also have a problem with the judicial system. So said the president spoke about all these things put together. It seems that we have a package. And he seemed quite adamant. He was very strong on saying that we need to fight corruption, and this is our chance. But he's also telling the street, and those protesters are extremely angry at the situation, that they need to give it a little time, because things have to go based on the constitutional framework, but that will be the first step. So after we have a clean cabinet that can probably get us out of the crisis, maybe not completely, but this will take time, then you have another issue, which is putting pressure on those parliamentarians, on the members of parliament, to ratify the new law, which is non-sectarian, where everyone chooses their representatives not based on the sectarian area or their sectarian on the factions or their religious background. It's only based, they choose all their representatives in the parliament, and all of Lebanon is considered one district, as opposed to before, Lebanon was divided into districts. People chose only those representatives in their area, which is, of course, basing it on sectarianism once again. So I think that we have a chance. And you can tell from the people that even those who are blocking roads today are not as many as you had in the first week or two. A lot of those who are observing, they are waiting for something drastic, and we might see that if the parliamentary consultations begin Sunday and Monday, and we're waiting to see who gets to be named by the parliament.
And now, if I could, I'll swing over to Mr. Kevin Barrett and get your initial thoughts there, Kevin. First of all, Kevin, what do you feel has transpired? How do you interpret how we got to where we are today in Lebanon, and your optimism or pessimism for the future in the very distant, the very near future for the Lebanese people?
I think we got to where because there have been these huge problems of corruption and non-delivery of basic services to that very large number of people in Lebanon who are not well off. And this is actually a very similar kind of situation to what has been driving mass protests all over the world, in Argentina, in Chile, Bolivia, and in Iraq, not so much Hong Kong. I think they're even in Hong Kong, the people may not be as poor as in some of these other places, but they have the same problem with a corrupt neoliberal system that makes life pretty difficult for ordinary people, where the rents are out of control in Hong Kong. Even though the incomes are high, people have a hard time paying their rents. And here in the United States, we have similar pressures from the people who used to be working class and making a decent living are having a hard time making ends meet for various reasons. Automation has reduced the need for labor, and the neoliberal economic system has been foisted on the world by the American empire, and it has broken down. It was designed to enrich the rich and to impoverish everybody else, and that's precisely what has happened. And now we're seeing unrest all over the world. But in many places, that unrest can be channeled, guided, or disrupted by various nefarious forces. And we know that there are people who are specialists in disrupting countries that rebel against the empire, who manipulate these protests and then bring in violence. So the people of Lebanon and everywhere else are going to have to be on their guard against that. That said, I think that if these protesters can get a positive vision of the changes that they want, which would start with overthrowing the neoliberal economic system and the experts in place, capitalism for the benefit of ordinary people. And if they can get that basic, raise that flag of changing the system and abolishing neoliberal free flows of capital and freedom for the rich to exploit everybody else in every way they want, and join the rest of the world in this revolt, we could actually be seeing a lot of progress, not just in Lebanon, but all over the world.
Thank you both for joining us for this news review. I want to thank you, our own prestige, Maddie Amsola from Beirut, and Mr. Kevin Barrett joining us from Madison, Wisconsin. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News View. Thank you for tuning in, and goodbye for now.